Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
And a very pleasant good evening from New Knoxville High School. Hi, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here on WPGW AM and FM in Portland, Indiana, and 105.3 FM in Portland, and also on FortRecoveryRadio.com. It's time for Fort Recovery Lady Volleyball. Fort Recovery playing New Knoxville in their second-to-last conference game of the year. Last conference game will be on Thursday. Conference standings are pretty well set. There's really only one big matchup left this week, and that's Fort Recovery and New Bremen. If Fort Recovery could knock off New Bremen, that would help either St. Henry and or Coldwater to win the conference outright. Well, I don't think anybody's going to win the conference outright. They both have one loss, and there's really no tough matchups for Coldwater and St. Henry for the rest of this week. New Bremen, of course, has Fort Recovery on Thursday. They have to be a bit concerned about that. Lady Indians have the capability of winning that matchup. It is senior night tonight again. Senior night for New Knoxville tonight. They have three seniors on the squad. Those three seniors, according to my program here, are Natalie Kalp, along with Kiana Wellman, and also Lauren Wingler. Those are the three seniors for New Knoxville. We're high above here, above the court. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at the Vormore Medical, at the Vormore Family Dentistry Office. All the staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hart at Vormore Family Dentistry at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Good luck, Lady Indians, from Vormore Family Dentistry. Mara Pearson serving first for the Lady Indians, and unfortunately it goes out of bounds too long, and so New Knoxville has the serve. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's a hit back over by Kennedy Mollenkamp, and she hits it out of bounds. Serving for New Knoxville is Lauren Wingler, one of the seniors. It's 2-0 New Knoxville, and here's a service error as that goes into the net. And so it'll be 2-2, and Fort Recovery will have side out. Or I'm sorry, 2-1. 2-1, New Knoxville leads by one, Fort Recovery side out. Here's Kenzie Garkey going in to serve for the Lady Indians. Here comes the serve. It looks good. It's dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set. The hit back over to Fort Recovery, and it's a kill for New Knoxville's Bryn Egberts. Bryn Egbert gets the kill. Side out New Knoxville now. Here's the serve by the Lady Rangers. It's dug out by Callie Wendell. The set for Tegan Fortkamp. A battle at the net, and New Knoxville wins. I believe that's going to be New Knoxville's Addison Albers who gets the kill there. A battle at the net, and Albers won it for New Knoxville. Here's another serve, and Fort Recovery gets it over. A free ball by Mara Pearson. Here's a battle at the net, and a double hit by Carly Niekamp. Timeout Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery trailing here 5-1 in the early going, and we'll be back in a moment here on PG-14 and J-Country 101 Radio, right after we pause for this.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Kiana Wellman continues her serve back to New Knoxville. And there's a block by Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery picks up the point. Sorry, I didn't catch who that was. But Fort Recovery makes it 5-2 now. Side out Lady Indians, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Here's the serve dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set at the net. The hit over. Paige Guggenbiller bumps it up. Kennedy Mullenkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan gets the kill. Give Kennedy Mullenkamp the assist. That is actually Fort Recovery's first kill of the match. 5-3 now. Service point there for Kennedy Mullenkamp. She will serve again. Good serve. Here's the smash back over, and it's out of bounds by New Knoxville. Point Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mullenkamp on the serve, dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the pass and the hit over on the free ball. Mara Pearson to Kennedy Mullenkamp, who was set for Paige Guggenbiller, and she got the kill. That went off the fist of Natalie Kalp, the libero for New Knoxville. 5-5 is the score. Kennedy Mullenkamp serves again, and it's an ace serve for Kennedy. So she's on a roll here. That puts Fort Recovery in the lead, 6-5. Good serve by Kennedy again here. We're at New Knoxville tonight. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell, here's Tegan Fortkamp, back to New Knoxville. The set. Outside hitter on the smash. And it's going to be New Knoxville's point. That went off of Carly Niekamp on the block attempt and went out of bounds. And so the point is awarded to New Knoxville. Back to serve now for the Lady Rangers is Leela Gottschalk. She's a freshman on this team. Good serve. Nope. Take that back. Bad serve. Off the far sideline over there. Not too long, but offline. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. We'll be at New Bremen on Thursday to bring you the last regular season match of the year. Good serve, dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the hit and the block off of Mara Pearson, and it goes out of bounds. There's a kill for New Knoxville. 7-7. Here's the serve by Avery Homan. And a hit by Fort Recovery is out of bounds. Point for Avery Homan. 8-7 now. New Knoxville leads by one. So far, a very competitive first match here. There's a serve that's too long by Avery Homan. It goes out of bounds. So Fort Recovery will have the serve side out. Callie Wendell goes back to serve now for the Lady Indians. And it's a good serve dug out by Bryn Egbert. Here's a hit over by New Knoxville. Callie Wendell will set for Tegan Fortkamp. She got the kill. Kill number three for Tegan. 9-8. Callie Wendell back to serve again. Good serve. It's a serve for Callie. Went off the fist of Bryn Egbert. She couldn't handle that, and it veered out of bounds. A serve. Callie Wendell will serve again. 10-8 now. Dug out by New Knoxville at the net. Mara Pearson smashes it and got the kill. It actually went out of bounds, but it was tipped by New Knoxville, and so that gave Mara the kill. Timeout down New Knoxville. Fort Recovery leads 11-8 here in the first set. We'll be back in a moment after this.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Senior night tonight for New Knoxville. They come in with a record of 5-15. Fort Recovery is just the opposite. Fort Recovery is 15-5 on the year. The JV match will be after this match, so I can't tell you JV won again tonight because they haven't yet played tonight. Here's a serve by Callie. It's too long. Point New Knoxville. Side out Lady Rangers. It's now 11-9, so the timeout, I guess, paid off. New Knoxville coached by Madison Lammers. Good serve by the Lady Rangers. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Mara Pearson, and Mara got the kill. Went off the fist of Addison Albers, who tried to get it, but she couldn't. And it's 12-9. Here's Kayla Heitkamp going back to serve now for Fort Recovery on the side outs. Kayla wears number 6. She's a junior on this squad. And service error into the net. 12-10. Served by New Knoxville, a good one. Here's the set for Kayla Heitkamp. Mara Pearson over. New Knoxville plays it again. Smash. Here's the set by Kayla Heitkamp for Kennedy Mollenkamp down the line. Did she get it? Nope, it went out of bounds. So point for New Knoxville. Serving now is Avery Albers. Good serve. Here's the set for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp on the spike. And back over to Fort Recovery. Set by Kayla Heitkamp. And Sage Luthold got the kill this time. It's her first kill of the night. She had a really nice night last night. Several kills. Mara Pearson back to serve. Jump serve is a good one. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set by Kayla Heitkamp on the other side. Back to New Knoxville. The set. The hit back over and a kill. Kill for Bryn Egberts of New Knoxville. Her second of the night. Side out New Knoxville. It's now 13-12. Lady Lindy Indians lead only by one. New Knoxville playing very well here on senior night. Now serving is Lauren Wengler, another senior. Back over to New Knoxville and a kill for Tegan Fortkamp. That was not one of her thundering hits, but it was good enough for the kill. And it's 14-12, side out Lady Indians. Back to serve now is Kenzie Garkey. Again, Thursday will be at New Knoxville, or at New Bremen, I should say. Service error for Kenzie Garkey into the net. So we'll be at New Bremen on Thursday. So we're playing the two news this week, New Knoxville, New Bremen. Then next Wednesday, the sectional championship match will be at St. Henry. I had the wrong information and told some of you it would be at Fort Recovery. It's going to be at St. Henry next Wednesday. And Fort Recovery just picked up a point, side out Lady Indians. Fort Recovery's not playing St. Henry, but will be playing one of the poorer seeds. There'll be two matches that night. St. Henry plays at 6. Fort Recovery plays at 7:15 at St. Henry next Wednesday. So let's correct that from what I had told you previously. Here's a smash and a kill for New Knoxville's Avery Homan. Her first kill of the set. It's now 15-14. New Knoxville hanging right in there. Reporting in for New Knoxville to serve is Leela Gottschalk. Leaving momentarily is Bryn Egbert. She'll be back in. Here we go with the serve. Dug out by Mara Pearson to Mollenkamp. Now a smash by Tegan Fortkamp, played by New Knoxville. A dink over and a kill for New Knoxville's Avery Albers. Albers with the kill. And it's now 15-15. We're all tied up. Here's a good serve. Port Recovery. Free balls it back over by Paige Guggenbiller. At the net, hit back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp, and Tegan tried to place it for a kill but couldn't get it. New Knoxville free balls it back over. Here's the set by Mollenkamp to Carly Niekamp, and she got the kill. Give Mollenkamp the assist. Carly Niekamp gets the kill, her first kill of the night. And it's 16-15. Fort Recovery hanging on to a one-point lead. Side out Lady Indians. Tegan Fortkamp will now serve. Here it comes. It's a good serve. Dug out by the libero. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Blocked by Mara Pearson. And Fort Recovery gets the point. Give Mara Pearson the block. 17-15. Tegan Fortkamp will serve again. Very nice facility here at New Knoxville. Here's the good serve. The set for the Rangers. Hit back over and a kill for Avery Albers, who placed that perfectly where there were no Lady Indians on a cross-court hit. And it's 17-16 now. Side out New Knoxville, and they're down by one. Here we go with the next serve. Good one. That's Avery Holman serving. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. New Knoxville able to play it. Here's the set and the hit back over, and I think another kill. Avery Albers, another kill. 17-17. We're all tied up. Avery Holman will serve again. Good serve. Mara Pearson to the net to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who sets for Paige Guggenbiller. Cross-court hit, and it's a kill for Paige Guggenbiller. That's close, but she got it. 18-17, Lady Indians regain the lead by one. Callie Wendell will go back to serve now for Fort Recovery. It's a good serve, and ace serve for Callie. Kiana Wellman could not handle that. Callie Wendell gets the ace serve. She will serve again. It's now 19-17. We're getting down to the crucial part of the game here. Good serve there. And hitting it over on the second hit, kind of catching Fort Recovery by surprise and getting the kill, was New Knoxville's Addison Albers, her second kill tonight. Side out Lady Rangers, 19-18 now. Fort Recovery by one. Here's a good serve by Addison Albers. Paige Guggenbiller tried to hit it back over, but mishit it into the net. Point, New Knoxville. Addison Albers will serve again. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's Mara Pearson on the hit. Back to Fort Recovery. Mollenkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller, and she gets the kill. Her third of the evening, and it's 20-19, side out Lady Indians. Here comes Kayla Heitkamp in to serve now for the Lady Indians. It's a good one, and an ace serve off of the fist of Avery Holman. Quite honestly, that one should have been handled, but we'll take the ace serve. Kayla Heitkamp gets the ace, 21-19. Lady Indians by two here. Next serve is kept in play. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Here's the set and the kill for Sage Luthold. Sage Luthold getting the kill. Timeout New Knoxville. Fort Recovery's taking a 22-19 lead. We'll return here at New Knoxville in just a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Fort Recovery leads by three here in the first set. We're playing an early varsity match tonight. Playing the varsity match first, and the JV match will follow this. New Knoxville didn't feel like they had enough players to play a JV match first. Here we go with Kayla Heitkamp serving. It is a good serve. Dug out to the nets. There's a set and a spike. Fort Recovery plays it. And Sage Luthol hit it back over, and they say it's out of bounds. And Fort Recovery says, what? But that's what the officials said. That's what the linemen said. 22-20. Serve now for New Knoxville. Good serve. Here's Sage Luthold hitting it back to New Knoxville. The set for the Rangers. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp to the net. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. New Knoxville keeps it going. Free balling it back to Fort Recovery. Heitkamp will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp. Played by New Knoxville. Here's a free ball over by Addison Albers. Battle at the net and a kill for Sage Luthold. Sage Luthold, another kill there. Her third of the evening. 23-20. Mara Pearson now serving. Chance to close this set out with 2 points here. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's a spike by the outside hitter played by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Mara Pearson. Mara on a deep hit and ends up getting a kill. Mara Pearson, 24-20. Mara will serve again. Set point here. And it is dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Mara Pearson to the nets. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on a blast blocked by New Knoxville nicely. Here's the set. Hit by Sage Leafhold. And she mishit that one into the net. Point for New Knoxville. 24-21. New Knoxville still not out of this one. They could have a little run here. They'd be right back in this game. Good serve dug out by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's a hit back over by Kennedy Mollenkamp. New Knoxville with the set back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will go to the net. Here's Tegan Fortkamp on the hit. Played by New Knoxville. At the net, Sage Luthold back over and got the kill. Sage Luthold with the kill, and that is your first game tonight. Fort Recovery wins 25-21 over the Knoxville Lady Rangers. 25-21, Lady Indians on top. We'll be back with set number two in just a moment.
Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
The St. Henry Bank is a fifth-generation family-owned company, and we take pride in serving our local communities when it comes to all of your banking needs with all types of checking accounts and savings accounts, IRAs, home loans, commercial loans, farm loans, student loans, and more. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com for all of your online banking needs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model. And it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back here once again at New Knoxville. New Knoxville's senior night tonight. They had three seniors they recognized, those being Natalie Kalp, along with Kiana Wellman, and also Lauren Wingler. In Fort Recovery, they did recognize Fort Recovery's seven seniors as well. And Knoxville serving first here in the second set. And it's a good serve and an ace serve off of Tegan Fortkamp, who could not play it. That's unusual for Tegan. So an ace serve for New Knoxville. Here comes the next serve. Good, dug out by Callie Wendell. Here's the set, the smash by Tegan Fortkamp, cross court, and she hits it out of bounds. Serving, by the way, for New Knoxville right now is one of the seniors, Lauren Wingler, W-I-N-G-L-E-R. Another serve by Lauren, Kelly Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Now goes to Sage Luthold, back to New Knoxville. The set, going to call a double hit on New Knoxville. Double hit on New Knoxville. I would be just as happy, as I've said many times, if that rule disappeared. I just really don't think it would change the game at all. Fort Recovery's Megan Evers serving now. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the set. Hit back over off the fingertips of Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Cross-court hit. Here's hit back to Fort Recovery. Nice save by Mara Pearson. Carly Niekamp back over to New Knoxville. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp will come up with a hit and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp gets the kill, and give credit to Megan Evers for the assist. And it's 2-2. We're all tied up here. And Megan Evers back to serve for Fort Recovery. Good serve, except it's too long. It went over the end line. I actually can't see the end line where I'm at. I'm up high above the end zone, in the end zone here. And New Knoxville's on this end, and I cannot see their line. And there's a double hit on Fort Recovery. Double hit called on Fort Recovery. 4-2, New Knoxville with the lead. I don't think Coach Travis Guggenbiller is too happy with the way the Lady Indians are playing tonight. Here is Kennedy Mullenkamp on a smash for the kill. Kiana Wellman was serving a moment ago, by the way. Mullenkamp gets the kill. That's her first of the night. And now back to serve is Kennedy Mullenkamp. Fort Recovery trails by 1-4-3 here in the second set. Good serve. Here's the set to the outside hitter and mishit it into the net. Avery Homan mishit that into the net. So a point for Kennedy Mullenkamp. Now tied at 4-4. Fort Recovery won the first set 25-21 if you just tuned in. And there is a service error by Kennedy over the end line. So New Knoxville will have the side out. They lead 5-4 now. Good serve dug out by Callie Wendell. Kennedy Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp hits it over. New Knoxville with the ball. Here's a hit back to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. A smash. She hits it through the block and got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. It's 5-5. We're all tied. And now Tegan goes back to serve. She's been there one or two times before tonight already. It's a good serve. Dug out by New Knoxville's Bryn Egberts. Here's the hit over. Callie Wendell digs it out. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller, played by New Knoxville. They free ball it back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to the net. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Carly Niekamp. And it's a block for New Knoxville. Avery Albers comes up with the block. 6-5, New Knoxville takes the lead again. Leading by one here in the second set. Service error for Avery Homan into the net. So side out for recovery. It's now 6-6. We're all tied. And back to serve is Callie Wendell. It is a good serve. Dug out by Bryn Egbert to the net. Back over to Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Sideline hit played by New Knoxville. They free ball it over. Paige Guggenbiller back over and got the kill. Paige Guggenbiller with her fourth kill of the evening. 7-6. Fort Recovery has taken the lead. Callie Wendell serving. Good serve dug out by Bryn Egberts. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery and a kill for New Knoxville. Hitting it through our block was Lauren Wingler. That's her first kill of the night. It's now 7-7, all tied up. New Knoxville with side outs. There's the serve by Addison Albers. Fort Recovery's Paige Guggenbiller gets a kill. Comes back over to New Knoxville. That is her fifth kill tonight already. She's having a good night. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve for the Lady Indians. Again, Thursday night, we're at New Bremen. Next Wednesday, sectional championship will be at St. Henry. Not playing St. Henry, but we'll play either Allen East or Wayne Trace. And the serve is an ace serve for Fort Recovery for Kayla Heitkamp. New Knoxville thought that was going to be out of bounds, so they just let it go, and they made a mistake. Again, we'll play at 7:15 next Wednesday at St. Henry against either Allen East or Wayne Trace. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Now they're going to call a double hit on Fort Recovery. Side out New Knoxville. Nine to eight score. Fort Recovery leads by one. New Knoxville with the serve. It's a good serve. Here's the set for Sage Leithold, and New Knoxville got the kill. It's now tied at 9-9. Serving for New Knoxville's Avery Albers. Good serve again. And there's a block by New Knoxville, but it goes out of bounds. Point for recovery. 10-9 now. Lady Indians lead by one. They won the first set 25-21. We're playing an early varsity match tonight. Started at 6. Dug out by New Knoxville. They can't play it. Ace serve. Mara Pearson with her first ace serve of the night. It's now 11-9. Here's the serve by Mara. To the net it goes. The set and the hit over. Blocked by Tegan Fortkamp. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp, who was set for Tegan Fortkamp, blocked by New Knoxville. Fort Recovery and can't get it over. Oh, they do get it over. And got the kill. Tegan Fortkamp with the kill. Wow. I thought they were going to count that as four hits, but it came out of the net, I guess. So Fort Recovery gets a break there. Mara Pearson serving. 12-9. Fort Recovery by three. There's a service error by Mara as she hit the top of the net right down the line. And that's a point for New Knoxville, side out Lady Rangers. And that draws the Rangers back to within two at 12-10. Thursday night, we play at New Bremen. Ought to be a big one. Good serve there by New Knoxville. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. New Knoxville plays it. Sets for the outside hitter. No problem for Fort Recovery. Battle at the net. And New Knoxville dinks it over and got the kill. Kiana Wellman dinked it over and got the kill. 12-11. It's a one-point lead for Fort Recovery. Serving now for New Knoxville. It's out of bounds. That was Lauren Wingler. And so Fort Recovery gets side out. And that makes the lead at 2 points again at 13-11. Fort Recovery on top. Back to serve for the Lady Indians is Megan Evers. Megan's serve is a good one. Here's the pass and the set and the spike off of Kayla Heitkamp. Mara Pearson went up into the backdrop. There's a curtain here between the junior high gym and the high school gym, and Mara Pearson went into the curtain. Mara's complaining. Oh, maybe she has an argument. The official's talking with the flagman. Gonna re-jump. Well, Mara Pearson, I guess, won the argument, so to speak. She didn't get it in her favor, but at least we're gonna replay the point. So back to serve is Megan Evers. Fort Recovery leads 13-12. That would have been quite a shot there if somebody would have been able to get that photograph of Mara into the curtain. Ace serve for Megan Evers. 14-11. That was another one of those that was very deep, and New Knoxville let it go, and it fell in bounds. We'll be back in a moment. Timeout, New Knoxville. Fort Recovery leads 14-11.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers in Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Back here at New Knoxville, home of the Lady Rangers. The score is 14-11, Fort Recovery by three. In the second set, Fort Recovery won the first set 25-21. And Coach Guggenbiller is a little disappointed in the play of his team tonight, a little flat. Unlike last night where the Lady Indians were pretty sharp, tonight they're just a little flat. And New Knoxville's taking advantage of it and staying in the match. First set was very competitive, and now this one is too. Here's the serve by Megan Evers. Now the official's talking to the New Knoxville coach about something. I think they just, I don't know what happened there. It's 14-11. Here's the hit back over to Fort Recovery. Smashed by Tegan Fortkamp and out of bounds. New Knoxville's point. 14-12. Fort Recovery leads by two. New Knoxville serving. Service error into the net by Kiana Wellman. And so Fort Recovery's Kennedy Mollenkamp will go back to serve here. 15-12, Fort Recovery by three. Here comes the next serve. It's a good one. An ace serve off of the libero, Natalie Kaup. She could not play that. And so Kennedy Mollenkamp gets an ace serve. Makes it 16-12. Here's Kennedy's serve again. Good serve, dug out by New Knoxville this time. Hit by the outside hitter, played by Tegan Fortkamp. And back to Tegan. She hits it over, blocked by New Knoxville. Fort Recovery still has it. And not sure whether that was a block or whether Paige Guggenbiller just didn't hit it well enough to get it over, but it's a point, New Knoxville. 16-13, side out, Lady Rangers. A service error for Bryn Egbert. Boy, you can't beat a team that is favored over you if you have those kind of service errors. And they've had too many tonight. We've had a few too, but not as many as New Knoxville. Tegan Fortkamp will serve. 17-13 now. Fort Recovery by four. Good serve at the net. And there's Mara Pearson waiting on it, and she puts it down on the floor for a kill, and it's 18-13. New Knoxville calling timeout again, trailing by five. We'll be back.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself. And we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
18-13, a five-point lead now for Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp back serving. Lady Indians again won the first set tonight, 25-21. We started this match at 6, so early varsity match tonight. Here comes the serve, and it's dug out by Kaup. Now to the net it goes, hitting it over, and they're going to call a double hit on Avery Albers. That's all I can do to keep from talking about that call. But we'll take it. Tegan Fortkamp serving. Let serve, played by New Knoxville. Into the net, though. Did they get it over? Yes, they did. Carly Niekamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Back to Niekamp. Niekamp hits it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville. And it's a kill for New Knoxville's Avery Albers. It went out of bounds, but the official said it was tipped by Fort Recovery, and therefore, it's New Knoxville's point. 19-14. Good serve by Avery Homan of New Knoxville. Hit by Mara Pearson, and it's a kill for Mara. Let's see, Mara has 2, 4, 5 kills tonight. Callie Wendell will now serve. 20-14. Fort Recovery by 6. Back to Callie. Callie bumps it up. Here's a hit by Paige Guggenbiller. New Knoxville able to play it. Smash and a block by Sage Luthold. New Knoxville plays it. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig. Kennedy Mollenkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Back to New Knoxville. Set for the Lady Rangers. Back over to Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp digs it out. Here's the dink over by Mara Pearson, and Mara gets the dink kill. Kill number 6. 21-14, Lady Indians. Lead by 7 now. Callie Wendell serving. Good serve by Callie. Dug out by Bren Egberts. Back over to Fort Recovery. Here's the dig by Tegan Fortkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp sets for Paige Guggenbiller. And Paige comes down with the kill. She's having quite a night. Six kills for Paige Guggenbiller. Callie Wendell will serve again. Good serve. Dug out by Bren Egberts. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery. Lady Indians play it. Mara Pearson back over to New Knoxville, back to Fort Recovery. Off of Wendell to Tegan Fortkamp to Paige Guggenbiller. Now New Knoxville has it. And there's a kill. Nice little placement kill by Avery Albers. Where no one was for Fort Recovery, and that was a kill. It makes it 22-15. Side out Lady Rangers. Now serving is Addison Albers. Good serve. Callie Wendell on the set, and Tegan Fortkamp, a deep hit and got the kill. That was way back there. Very deep hit by Tegan. Now Kayla Heitkamp comes in to serve for Fort Recovery, 23-25. Lady Indians 2 points away from nailing down set number two. Let's serve and an ace serve. The let serve held it up just enough that Avery Homan could not get there. So an ace serve for Kayla Heitkamp. That is her third ace of the night. Way to go, Kayla. Here comes the next serve. Dug out by Avery Homan. Here's a smash. And Sage Luthold hits it back over to New Knoxville. And another kill by Avery Albers. Makes it 24-16. Albers back to serve. Good serve dug out by Mara Pearson. Here's the dink by Kennedy Mollenkamp. A block by New Knoxville. New Knoxville with the block. And they get the point. Avery Albers will serve again, 24-17. A good serve, Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp, back to Pearson, and got the kill. And that's it. 25-17, Pearson with the kill. And we end set number two with Fort Recovery coming out on top, 25-17. Two sets to none. Lady Indians have one more set to go to nail down this conference victory and move to 6-2 in the conference. We'll be back in a moment after this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your community health mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy can help you learn about the availability of mobility equipment for individuals at home to prepare for an upcoming surgery or a discharge from the hospital. Kalp Pharmacy also has a certified aging in place specialist who can provide a needs assessment over the phone. We install ramps, grab bars, and bathroom stability aids. So to learn more, call Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, or visit www.kalppharmacy.com. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Portside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil at Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come home from work shaking your head, wondering, is this all there is? Well, Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery is your local Case IH and Kubota dealer, and we need technicians and mechanics for our service department. Are you technically inclined and enjoy working on farm equipment? Well, give us a call. Hull Brothers has very competitive pay and great benefits, and we'll pay you while we train you. Experienced technicians are preferred, but that's not required. Call us today or apply online and join the Hull Brothers team.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generation, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Okay, we're about set to go here for the third set of the night. Fort Recovery has won the first two, 25-21 and 25-17. Both sets fairly competitive, and Lady Indians really not playing their best tonight. I don't know if they were thinking they had this match won before they came here or not, but been a little bit of a struggle for the Lady Indians tonight. They play tough New Bremen on Thursday. They better be on their A game Thursday, or it'll be a short night for Fort Recovery on Thursday. Mara Pearson. Well served now. Good serve dug out by New Knoxville's Avery Albers. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Saved by Kayla Heitkamp. Kennedy Mollenkamp back over to New Knoxville. Here's the set and the hits. Played by Tegan Fortkamp. Callie Wendell hits it back over. New Knoxville on a spike and a block for Sage Luthold. That might have been Tegan Fortkamp. I'll give them both one. Sage Luthold and Tegan get a block there. 1-0, Fort Recovery leading. Mara Pearson serving. A serve. For Mara, that is, let's see, her second ace of the night. Mara will serve again. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's the hit back to Fort Recovery. Kayla Heitkamp will pass to Callie Wendell, who sets for Tegan Fortkamp. New Knoxville has it. Here's the set for them. Cross-court hit played by Tegan Fortkamp. Kayla Heitkamp to Sage Luthold. It rolls over the net. New Knoxville keeps it alive. Back to Fort Recovery off of Kayla Heitkamp. Pearson up to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp hits it over. And New Knoxville cannot return the volleyball. Point Fort Recovery. Lady Indians starting out quickly in this set, 3-0 now. Here's Mara Pearson's serve. Good serve again up to the net. Here's the set and the hit. Played by Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. And a smash by Sage Luthold. Kill number 5 for Sage. And New Knoxville's behind 4-0, and the Lady Rangers call timeout. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kaup of Kaup Pharmacy. Do you feel like you're just not moving as well as you used to? At Kaup Pharmacy, our trained staff can help you choose from a wide selection of durable medical equipment and make sure it's fitted for you. We have walkers, wheelchairs, lift chairs, commodes, home oxygen, CPAP systems, and much more. We also offer delivery services to the communities in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. So visit KaupPharmacy.com for more information. HealthMart, taking the time to listen and care.
Back at New Knoxville, the home of the Lady Rangers, says Fort Recovery leads 4-0 in this third set. They won the first two, 25-21, 25-17. Leading the conference, we have three teams with 6-1 records going into tonight. New Bremen, St. Henry, and Coldwater are all 6-1, and Fort Recovery at 5-2 coming into tonight. Here's a miss hit by New Knoxville. Another point for Mara Pearson. They just can't seem to stop her. 5 points in a row for Mara. Here comes the next serve. Good serve there. Almost an ace, but they recovered. And they hit it out of bounds. Another point for Mara Pearson. A miss hit by Avery Albers. Mara racking up the points here. Six in a row to start this third set. Next serve is a good one. Here's the deep hit by New Knoxville. Smash by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Got the kill. Another point for Mara Pearson. Seven in a row to start this third set. Can she run them all? You know that's not going to happen, but would be interesting. Mara hits it again. Good serve. New Knoxville sets, and it's blocked by Fort Recovery, but it's still up for grabs over to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery cannot get it over. And that breaks the serve of Mara Pearson, and New Knoxville says, thank goodness. Side out New Knoxville. Has quite a run by Mara, 7 points in a row. 7-1 now is the score here in the third set. Good serve. Serving there is Lauren Wingler. New Knoxville on the set, and they just free ball it over. Here's Mara Pearson to Kayla Heitkamp. Sets for Tegan Fortkamp. Hits it over. Now back over to Fort Recovery on the free ball. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Sage Luthol on a spike. Played by New Knoxville. Now New Knoxville back to Fort Recovery. Saved by Mara Pearson. And Kennedy Mollenkamp back to New Knoxville. Here's the set for the outside hitter. And I think it's a block for, yep, Sage Luthol. Sage Luthol gets a block. 8-1 now, and Fort Recovery goes back to serving. This time it's going to be Megan Evers. See what kind of a string Megan can run here. Good serve, just barely over the net. Here's the set and the hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Mara Pearson. Kayla Heitkamp to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp on the spike, played by New Knoxville. Hit back to Fort Recovery. Dug out by Mara Pearson. They're going to call a double hit on Kayla Heitkamp. It's the same official all the time calling the double hits. And we've had about six of those tonight. 8-2 now. New Knoxville's side out. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp back to New Knoxville. There's a smash played by Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp sets for Tegan Fortkamp on the spike, played by New Knoxville. The hit back over to Fort Recovery. Oh, nice dig there by Kayla Heitkamp. New Knoxville has it back. A blast and a kill for Addison Albers of New Knoxville. Her third kill of the night, and it's 8-3 now. Side out, Lady Rangers. Fort Recovery leads by 5. They started out with a 7-0 run in this third set. 7 straight points by Mara Pearson. Here's a smash and a kill by Kennedy Mollenkamp. Well, when New Knoxville does get the serve back, they can't seem to get their offense going. Another serve coming up here for Fort Recovery. Kennedy Mollenkamp this time. It's a good serve dug out by New Knoxville. Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller and got the kill. Give Mollenkamp the assist, Paige Guggenbiller the kill, and it's 10-3. Here comes Kennedy Mollenkamp with the serve again. Up. Too far to the outside that time, out of bounds. Was down the line and not too long, but too far off to the side. And so side out again for New Knoxville. 10-4. Lady Indians leading by 6 here. Next serve is by New Knoxville's dugout. Mollenkamp will set for Tegan Fortkamp. Block at the net by Lady Rangers. Tegan Fortkamp free balls it over. And here hitting it back to Fort Recovery on the second hit was New Knoxville. Smash by Tegan Fortkamp. Here's the dig. And New Knoxville free balls it over. Mollenkamp will set for Paige Guggenbiller. The hit played by Kalp. Here's the smash and a block by Paige Guggenbiller. 11-4. Now going back to service, Tegan Fortkamp. 11-4 score. Fort Recovery by 7 here in the third set. Tegan's serve is good. Dug out by Kalp, the libero. Here's a smash back to Fort Recovery, and Fort Recovery's complaining. Apparently the hit by New Knoxville hit the antenna, so that was Fort Recovery's point. 12-4 now. Good serve by Tegan Fortkamp. Let serve, and she got the ace off the let serve. Those are hard to play a lot of times. Timeout New Knoxville again. 13-4, Lady Indians lead by 9.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in taking care of you when it comes to your banking needs. And through our website at sthenrybank.com, you can enjoy the anytime convenience of online banking, online bill pay, make loan payments, make credit card payments, view your account history and monthly statements, and more. Stop in and see us, and we'll help you set up your online account today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here at New Knoxville, home of the Lady Rangers over in Auglaize County. And the score is Fort Recovery with a dominating lead at the moment, 13-4 over the Lady Rangers of New Knoxville. Tegan Fortkamp in the service box. She will serve again. Outstanding volleyball player. She's going to be all conference for sure. Here comes Tegan's serve. In the net. I shouldn't have bragged on her. In the net, surface error for Tegan Fortkamp. 13-5, side out New Bremen. Side out New Knoxville. Good serve by Avery Homan. Fort Recovery smash by Carly Niekamp. A block. Back to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Mara Pearson. New Knoxville plays the hit. Back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp, who sets for Mara Pearson. Back to New Knoxville. Here's Homan passing and a hit over. Paige Guggenbiller smashes and got the kill. For Paige, that is her 8th kill of the night for Paige Guggenbiller. She's having a very nice night. Callie Wendell goes back to serve for Fort Recovery. Here it comes. Good serve. Dug out by New Knoxville. Get back over to Fort Recovery. Off of Callie Wendell. She can't play it. There's a kill for New Knoxville. That was Lauren Wengler, one of the seniors, getting the kill. 14-6 now. Side out New Knoxville. Lady Indians leading by 8 here in this third set. They won the first two sets already. Kennedy Mollenkamp sets for Mara Pearson. New Knoxville able to play it back over to Fort Recovery. At the net it goes. Here's a battle. At the net again. Saved by Mara Pearson. But it went off of Sage Luthold, and Sage couldn't get a good hit on it. And it's a point New Knoxville. 14-7. Serving for New Knoxville, Addison Albers. Here's a hit by Fort Recovery, Sage Luthold. There's a set for New Knoxville, and it's out of bounds. Too deep for Avery Albers. She's had several of those before tonight and has hit most of them in bounds, but that one was out of bounds. Kayla Heitkamp goes back to serve now on Fort Recovery's side out. 15-7, Lady Indians lead by 8 here in the third set. Kayla's serve is a good one. Off of Homan. Here's a hit back over to Callie Wendell. Kayla Heitkamp will set for Mara Pearson. Blocked by New Knoxville. And back over the net to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and Kennedy gets the kill. Kayla Heitkamp serving. 8th serve for Kayla. That is her 4th ace of the night. 4 ace serves for Kayla Heitkamp. How about that? 17-7. Lady Indians by 10. Here comes Kayla's serve. Dug out by New Knoxville at the net. Here's the dink over. Fort Recovery plays it. Kayla Heitkamp to Callie Wendell. Wendell sets for Mara Pearson. Pearson on the hit back to New Knoxville. Here's the battle at the net, and Sage Luthold got a block. Sage Luthold with a third block of the night. 18-7. Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve again. Bounces the volleyball. Here comes the jump serve. In the net, service error. Again, Thursday, it's Fort Recovery volleyball at New Bremen. And Fort Recovery football is at Anna on Friday. A big game for the Indians. They still have an outside shot of getting into the playoffs. There's an ace serve for Avery Albers off of Mara Pearson. 18-9. Fort Recovery still leads by a bunch. Good serve there. Here's Sage Luthold, and a block by New Knoxville, but out of bounds. Luthold gets the kill. 19-9 now. Mara Pearson serving again. Good serve. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Hit back over to Fort Recovery. Callie Wendell will set for Kennedy Mollenkamp and got the kill. Kennedy so far tonight has a total of 5 kills. 20-9. Lady Indians about ready to wrap this match up here. It's only taken about an hour. Been a quick one. Despite the fact the first two sets were really pretty competitive, this one has not been very competitive. And there's Mara Pearson shooting herself in the foot with a service error. It's 20-10. Side out New Knoxville. Next serve for the Lady Rangers. It's a good one. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp. Played by New Knoxville. Free balling it over. Callie Wendell will pass to the net. Kayla Heitkamp will set. Nobody was there. Kayla Heitkamp was expecting a hitter to be there on the outside spot, and there was nobody there. And the ball falls untouched. Point for New Knoxville. Lauren Wengler is serving. Good serve. Callie Wendell to Kayla Heitkamp. Tegan Forkamp on a smash and did not get it over. 20-12. Another service point for Wengler. Good serve there. Callie Wendell to Mara Pearson. Tegan Forkamp just free balls it over. Here's the set for New Knoxville. The hit back over by Bryn Egberts. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp on a hit and got the kill. Kennedy Mollenkamp with her 6th kill of the night. 21-12. Lady Indians lead by 9. Back to serve now is Fort Recovery's Megan Evers. She served a few times tonight. Had one ace, one service point. Dinking it over is New Knoxville, and they get the kill. Kiana Wellman, one of the seniors, gets a kill there. 21-13, side out Lady Rangers. Here comes the next serve for New Knoxville. Service error into the net by Kiana Wellman. Side out Fort Recovery. And Kennedy Mollenkamp goes back to serve. 22-13 now. Three more points and this match is over. Fort Recovery leading here, 22-13. Good serve there to Kalp. To the net it goes. Here's the hit back over by Bren Egberts. Smash by Paige Guggenbiller. New Knoxville able to keep it in play. Hit back over and a kill for New Knoxville's Avery Homan. Her second kill of the night. 22-14. A reminder again that our sectional match next Wednesday is at St. Henry. They're going to play two matches that night. St. Henry will play their opponent at 6, and then we'll play right after that against either Allen East or Wayne Trace. But it will be at St. Henry next Wednesday for the sectional. Then it moves on to Kaleida for the district. There's a kill for New Knoxville. 22-15. And Fort Recovery calls timeout, leading by 7, 22-15. We'll be back in a moment.
For mechanical work on cars, vans, and more, see Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Now, originally, I had thought Fort Recovery would play at Fort Recovery next Wednesday because we're playing a seed that's a poorer seed, but they're playing a format that calls for two matches in the sectional at that St. Henry site. St. Henry gets to host because they're the higher seed between St. Henry. They're the better seed between St. Henry and Fort Recovery. So Fort Recovery won't be playing St. Henry then, but they probably will play St. Henry in the district. There's a good serve by New Knoxville. Mollenkamp to Tegan Fortkamp. And a block, but it's out of bounds. Give Fortkamp the kill. Tegan Fortkamp on a good hit there, but it was blocked by New Knoxville, but it veered out of bounds after it was blocked. So point Fort Recovery. Tegan Fortkamp serving. Good serve. Here's the set for New Knoxville. Block back to New Knoxville. Dink over, and they're going to call a double hit on New Knoxville. Nope, they're going to call New Knoxville in the nets. New Knoxville's Lauren Wengler was in the nets, they said. The official said. 24-15. That was a point for Tegan Fortkamp. Here's your match point. This could be it. Tegan Fortkamp serves. Dug out by New Knoxville. Here's Kalp to the net. There's a nice hit by Avery Albers. Fort Recovery keeps it alive. Mara Pearson back over. Here's the kill, and it goes out of bounds, and that's it. 25-15. Fort Recovery wins the third set. As I believe that was Avery Albers who hit it out of bounds, and that does end the match. We'll wrap it up in a moment here. Fort Recovery now moves to 16-5 on the year, and the New Knoxville Lady Rangers drop to 5-16. We'll be back in a moment right after this.
Hull Brothers and Fort Recovery sells and services Case IH and Kubota farm equipment. We back up everything we sell and other brands of farm equipment. And that's where you come in. We need diesel technicians, combine and harvest technicians, and equipment set up. At Hull Brothers, we'll give you very competitive pay, great benefits, and paid training. Starting pay is based on experience. You ought to consider joining the Hull Brothers team in Fort Recovery, serving the area's farmers since 1896.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, an independently owned Health Mart pharmacy. Chills, headaches, and stuffy noses. When a cold and flu strike, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy. We have a wide selection of cold and flu treatments to offer relief. And if you're taking a prescription, our pharmacist can let you know how cold and flu treatments may interact with your prescription and recommend products for you. So stop by Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
I loved playing high school sports. I loved the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, all the pageantry, and I wanted to keep playing. But I graduated. No colleges called, and neither did the pros. So, to stay close to the game I loved, I decided to become a high school official. You know, a referee. When I played high school sports, I learned the importance of integrity, good sportsmanship, and respect for the rules. Now, as a high school official, I get to help model these same values to others. Maybe the colleges and the pros didn't call, but the kids in Ohio did. And now, I'm enjoying the competition, the camaraderie, the bands, the crowds, and all the pageantry of high school sports all over again.
Interested in becoming a licensed high school official? Go to highschoolofficials.com to learn more and begin the application process.
Back here at New Knoxville, Fort Recovery wins tonight, 3-0, 25-21, 25-17, 25-15. Again, they played a little sluggish at times, but you got to think that they're playing New Knoxville, who's 5-15. They're got to be thinking not going to be much of a match. It really wasn't in the end, but Fort Recovery did have some sloppy play tonight that I know Coach Guggenbiller probably will not be very happy with. And if the Lady Indians play like this Thursday, we're going to get our ears pinned back, that's for sure. So, statistics for tonight. For New Knoxville, Avery Homan had 2 kills and 3 service points. Kiana Wellman had 2 kills and 3 service points. Lauren Wingler had 2 kills, ended up with 6 service points. Avery Albers had a total of 6 kills on the night. She also had 2, 4, 6 service points, including 1 ace, and also had 1 block. 2 kills for Bryn Egbert. Total of 3 kills and a service point for Addison Albers. And those were the stats for New Knoxville. For Recovery, Mara Pearson had a nice night, including 7 straight points to start the third set, which had pretty much really put the match out of reach for New Knoxville. For Mara, she had 7 kills on the night, 1 block, 11 service points, including those first 7 in the third set, and 2 aces. Sage Luthold had 6 kills and 3 blocks tonight. Nice night for Sage. Callie Wendell ended up with 6 service points and 2 aces. 2 aces included in those 6 total. Kayla Heitkamp ended up with 6 service points. 4 of her points were aces tonight. Tegan Fortkamp had a total of 9 kills on the night to, again, lead the Lady Indians in that category. 5 service points with 1 ace and 1 block for Tegan Fortkamp. Kennedy Mullenkamp had a total of 6 kills, 6 service points, including 2 aces. Paige Guggenbiller almost led the team in kills. She had 8 kills, according to my unofficial stats, with 1 block. So a nice, very nice night for Paige Guggenbiller. Megan Evers had 1 ace and another service point for 2 total service points. And Carly DeCamp had a kill on the night as well. Again, Fort Recovery goes to 16-5 with the victory. And New Knoxville falls to 5-16. Fort Recovery winning 25-21, 25-17, 25-15. Thanks to our studio producers, Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com and Eric Catterly at the radio station. Again, we'll be back on Thursday night on both WPGW and FortRecoveryRadio.com with the New Bremen and Fort Recovery battle from New Bremen. Again, 3 teams are tied for the top spot right now in the conference going into tonight. New Bremen, Coldwater, St. Henry are all 6-1. Fort Recovery 5-2. Now we're 6-2 with the victory here this evening. That's going to wrap it up for us tonight from New Knoxville High School. Have a good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver.
Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.